Nolte, Biden hate campaign pays off with wave of violence against Republicans. By John Nolte on September 30, 2022. Joe Biden launched a hate campaign against Trump voters on September 1. A wave of political violence against Republicans in the weeks since proves it worked. Like a modern-day Father Colin, at the beginning of the month, his fraudulency Joe Biden stood in front of Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia to demonize and dehumanize the 65 million Americans who dared not vote for Joe Biden. "MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution," Biden screamed during his primetime address while bathed in a satanic red glow. "They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards," he shouted like an aging Adolf Hitler. "Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose. No right to privacy. No right to contraception. No right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders, and they fan the flames of political violence." Then Biden told his Democrat brown shirts how to solve the Jewish MAGA problem that's to blame for his failures. "We are not powerless in the face of these threats," Biden said. "We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans, from every background and belief, who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. And folks, it's within our power, within our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on democracy." In the weeks since, the results of that speech are in. September 20th, local media report a North Dakota man ran down and killed a teen with his car because the 18-year-old was a Republican extremist. September 21st, New Mexico Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Ronchetti had the windows of his home shot out. September 25th, two staffers for Governor Greg Abbott's RTX re-election campaign were assaulted in Houston. September 26th, a Michigan man allegedly shot an 84-year-old pro-life volunteer in the back. "If you think it's bad now, and it is bad now, wait until Trump runs for re-election in 2024. And let's not forget how complicit the corporate media are in covering up and spinning and justifying this violence. Nothing makes the corporate media happier than dead and dying Trump supporters. So what can be done about this? Well, please don't waste your time looking to shame Democrats and the media. Their only morality is whatever furthers the cause. If violent fascism is required to hold on to power, then violent fascism it will be. The only thing you can do is get your families out of Democrat-run cities and get a concealed carry permit to defend yourself and your family. Vote like your life depends on it, because it does. Don't live in fear. Enjoy your family and freedom in lawn tractors and church and gas grills and pickup trucks. Just as nothing makes a Democrat happier than a dead Trump voter, nothing makes them angrier than a happy Trump voter. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.